As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Growth in Silence, The Undertone of Life by Susanna Cocroft, published in 1917. There can be no true harmony of existence unless we have poise, unless our physical, mental, and moral forces are in proper balance. There are latent possibilities in every nature which become potent with new thoughts, new aspirations, new ideals, when we meet the emergencies in life with a sense of power within, of capability to grapple with difficulties and overcome them. But we must keep well. The world needs well men and women for balance, strength, courage, inspiration, hope, and love. No matter what one's work in life, health is the greatest asset. We all are given mental forces, capable of poise too deep for wind or wave. Reach down and take hold of yourself. The greatest conquest one can make is victory over self, complete control of thoughts and nerves, so that we look over and beyond the little annoyances, preserving under the most trying conditions the sweet, reposeful serenity of silence. A great soul will rise through tribulations and trials to a spirit of helpfulness, of whole-souled heartiness in life's work. A little soul will rail at its hardships, embittered toward those who have kept shoulder to the wheel and have conquered. So live that every friend you meet in passing is stronger, better for the contact. Do you find yourself worrying over trifles because they affect your happiness or that of those dear to you? Be sure that you are not holding the umbrella of discontent so strenuously close that you restrict your vision. The sun may be breaking through the clouds, but you must look to find it. Hitch your chariot to a star, and the pebbles on the earth will cause slight friction. Little things which once annoyed become trifles, light as air. Are you self-centered? Have you no horizon beyond your personal environment? Interest yourself in some of the larger, more vital problems of the lives of others. Life is so full of really big things. Expand to the biggest thing you can find and translate the impulse into action. We are given a temple beautiful, perfect, for the indwelling of a soul. To keep it beautiful, free, pliable, and abounding with a native grace and force, a ready means of expressing and reflecting the Godhead, is a sacred trust. Keep your figure perfect in outline as God gave it, so that its graceful and beautiful curves are not only a delight to your artistic sense, but they also gratify the longing for the beautiful in your family and your friends. Narrow chests, facial muscles drawn towards the center, eyes drawn in, shoulders forward and rounding, express the self-centered, the narrow-minded. It is as if the mental veil were folded about in such a way as neither to allow the sunlight to flood the soul from without, nor to allow it to expand and to grow from within. The door of the soul is locked, and each knock is met with suspicion. Every person, every approach, is deemed antagonistic until proved friendly. The habit of drooping the back and shoulders, of carrying the head forward and down, of keeping the eyes chained to the ground, instead of raised above their level to equanimity and balance, express the plotter. It is suggestive of the struggle we make in constantly groveling with trivial things at our feet. As you cultivate the habit of carrying the head, chest, and eyes level, note how the entire universe is lifted to the same plane. As you lift chest, head, and eyes, lift body, mind, and soul. Then be passive, be silent. Let God pour in His sunlight until you expand to it. Remember that natural poise, your birthright, is to meet the day with a thrill of joy at being alive. Look out, not in. Look up, not down. Lend a hand.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.